most of us know that in Europe, the Roma are a population that have for centuries been persecuted and discriminated against, not just by the general population, but also by government. We have learned from the Roma that for any community this is true, but especially for the Roma, that equitable, respectful, long-term relationships are critical in providing care to marginalized populations. You know, you can't just put up a sign on your door and say, we're here to serve you, and expect that the Roma will come forward. It was a chance for us not just to tell the story of the Roma and their health needs, but to tell the story of many very marginalized populations that are living on the edge, and to really have everyone reflect on how macro policy does have a very real devastating impact on the individual at the ground level. You know, has a profound impact on a whole community that's already suffered so much discrimination and disenfranchisement, that we can see how people like this are driven even further underground.
Eradicating barriers to service and reducing health inequities requires a commitment to meaningful engagement with underserved populations. Staff at Toronto Public Health had been hearing from a number of agencies across the city about the unusual ways in which Roma people were engaging with their services, or not. So, in September 2012, the agency hosted a forum in which Roma community members described the kind of social support they needed. The meeting hall overflowed with representatives from the city's service providers. Ruby Lam is manager of Access and Equity.
And I was hearing stories from the front line that, you know, we were seeing clients who were Roma, and their pattern of usage of our services was unusual. For example, we had clients who would show up for the first one or two sessions of an 8-week peer nutrition or healthy baby type of program, and they wouldn't we wouldn't see them again. They come for the first two times and they would drop off. Other times we would have frontline settings like the sexual health clinic or vaccine clinics. And instead of having one person come to an appointment, an entire family would show up. You know, that was unusual for the way that we would see our clients, and it demanded of us different ways of thinking about servicing this population. But, you know, collectively, we had very little knowledge of this population. What was happening simultaneously was that the federal government was introducing the end of the federal interim health program. And knowing that the Roma was, you know, primarily a refugee population, we knew that there would likely be a sudden change to the sort of health services they could they were entitled to use in this country. So as a health organization, we knew that we had to get ready for that change.
The federal government's interim health program was designed to provide health coverage to refugees and refugee claimants for a period of up to 12 months after they arrived in Canada. But that changed on July 1st, 2012. Now, the federal government only covers urgent and essential services. In the lead-up to the forum, Toronto Public Health agreed that members of the Roma community would select the topics for discussion and pick the panelists who would speak to the community's experience. By any standard, the event was a great success.
We originally planned this as a health forum. Word got out quickly through our community partners that this was happening, and we had all sorts of organizations approach us saying, could we please attend the forum? Within a space of a day, we were fully sold out. We had 200 seats and they were all gone. And on the day of, well over 200 people came to the event. It was a standing room only event. And at the end, 188 organizations signed up and registered. So organizations spanning all the way from public libraries to the Toronto Police to Children's Aid Society to 519 Church Street, which is a gay, lesbian, LGBT organization, to community living, the Red Cross, every possible type of social service and health organization was in attendance. So it was thrilling, and it was really a wonderful opportunity where an underserved community could tell their story to a room full of very enthusiastic and committed service organizations across the city who were ready to offer up some help.
This show of broad-based interest and support would be a welcome tonic for a community that was still coping with the suspicion and disapproval that all too often typify the immigrant experience. Ruby Lamb.
Canadians generally may have a sharp judgment about what they see, like how can that person beg on the street with their child in front of them while they're doing so. And the Roma people feel, in fact, that their very survival over the centuries of persecution is because they keep together. They stay together, they're tight-knit families, and because of all the persecution they faced, they have been subjected into poverty. And so a lot of these stereotypes we associate with Roma people may have a grain of truth in very, very unfortunate circumstances. But it also, you know, I think Roma people see that the tight-knit family is a strength. And we, in our Canadian culture, would have a different take on what we're seeing.
The Roma have faced persecution for a very long time, and it's no surprise that it has followed them to Canada. But the difficulties the Roma face in countries like Hungary make it tougher to settle in Toronto.
Typically, if we have a newcomer and we arrange interpretation, we trust that things will be fine. But with the Roma, the Hungarian-speaking interpreters that we have in the city are ethnic Hungarian. They're not ethnic Roma. So while the two people may speak the same language, that interpreter may be the very person that that Roma individual is most scared of, because back in the old country, the ethnic Hungarian were the ones who persecuted the ethnic Roma. So that's a twist for us as a provider, because it makes you have to stop and think really and read body language and to ask to make sure that the interpreter and the client are indeed a good fit.
Most Roma living in Toronto are struggling just to survive. And Ruby Lamb says it's far beyond the community's capacity to arrange for respectful and helpful translation services.
There are very few Roma who are able to interpret and translate. And so they're already doing it on a voluntary basis. They should not be asked to do that even more for the social service agencies. It is incumbent upon us to set aside the budget required to ensure that there is appropriate interpretation for this community. And if it means that we have to work with our vendors to ensure that the Hungarian-speaking interpreters are trained in providing bias-free interpretation, that they're committed to being anti-discriminatory, etc., then that's our job to make sure those systems are working well to meet this community's needs, not the other way around.
Lamb speaks eloquently about the importance of service providers building trust with the Roma and with other marginalized groups. Before the forum, service agencies in Toronto were puzzled by their interactions with Roma clients, and they weren't sure how to proceed. After the forum, the agencies have a fuller understanding of the challenges the Roma people face, and they know whom to contact when issues arise. Some might see this kind of health equity effort as supplemental or subordinate to the real work of a public health unit. Ruby Lamb sees it differently.
This is exactly the way we do our work here at Toronto Public Health. Like, our mission is to close health inequities, thereby improving the health of the overall population. So in a city as high needs and complex as Toronto is, that is our bread and butter. Like, the Roma community and other communities like that one are the very core of what we do every day. So when we set out to meet the needs and to fulfill our mission, we do so knowing that these quote-unquote extra steps that we take are in fact central. They're integral to our ability to do our work. So we take all those steps with joy, actually.